Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. On Wednesday, officers from the Eureka Police Department, assisted by detectives from the Problem-Oriented Policing Unit, served a search warrant at a residence in the 3300 block of East Street in Eureka. As a result of the search, officers located 16.8 ounces of heroin, 451 ecstasy tablets, 1.9 grams of methamphetamine, 69.6 grams of marijuana, over $3,600 in cash, and a stolen 9mm Sig Sauer handgun. Officers contacted and detained 30-year-old Terrence Reeves, 30-year-old Nicholas Lagle, and 38-year-old Rita Doolittle. Reeves was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, felon in possession of a firearm, and possession of stolen property, among other charges. Lagle and Doolittle were arrested on charges of possession. All three subjects were transported and booked into county jail. In other Eureka crime news, on Tuesday, detectives from the Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant for a residence in the 300 block of Orchard Street in Eureka. Police received numerous complaints about the possibility of a marijuana grow at the location. During the search of the residence, detectives discovered an indoor marijuana grow inside the garage. Detectives seized 269 marijuana plants and a .45-caliber pistol. Three subjects inside the residence were detained and released. No arrests have been made at this time, and the investigation is still ongoing. State lawmakers are scrambling to get bills passed as the end of May looms, and the passage of the state budget takes center stage. One bill being considered by the state assembly would create a new division within the state alcohol control board that would regulate the growing, testing, and selling of medical marijuana from clinics in the state. The bill is aimed at codifying statewide regulations regarding the manufacture and sale of medical cannabis. In other state news, the state Senate passed a package of seven bills aimed at closing loopholes in the state's gun laws. The bills include limits on the sale of high-capacity magazines, requires ownership records of all gun purchases, as well as permits allowing for the purchase of ammunition. Another bill provides funding for the confiscation of guns owned by those who are banned from owning firearms, while others deal with types of ammunition and features on a firearm that can be sold in the state. The bills will now head to the Assembly. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating 64-year-old Raymond Anderson, who was reported missing on Sunday. Anderson is described as a white male, 5'4", 175 pounds, with brown-gray hair, a mustache and goatee, and blue eyes. He walks with a limp on his right side. Anyone with any information regarding Anderson is asked to contact Eureka Police. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The public has a right to know what their government is doing. The California Public Records Act was created with the intention of allowing citizens to view governmental records upon request. According to the law, access to information concerning the conduct of the people's business is a fundamental right for every person in the state. Arcata City Manager Randy Mendoza takes public records requests very seriously. However, he explained how these requests can be a burden.
A good part of our office spends a lot of time with public records requests, and in some cases it takes hours and hours and hours, and it's kind of frustrating from the standpoint of it takes away our ability to serve other people, especially when we get some of these repeating requests.
Mendoza went on to reiterate the importance of fulfilling public service requests, but they can still be time-consuming.
We really take it very seriously, and we give as much information as is asked and that we're able to give. In most cases, it's all the information. It's just, you know, sometimes when we get case requests for information that is in our storage, for instance, you know, you have to send somebody out to go through banker's boxes in the storage unit. That takes a long time, and that's what we're there for.
The act was signed into law by Governor Ronald Reagan in 1968. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.